You're listening to RN Breakfast with me, Hamish McDonald, across Australia. It's 8 minutes to nine. A West Australian woman has just completed an epic voyage kayaking all the way from Germany to Australia. 48-year-old Sandy Robson began the journey 5 years ago. Since then, she's paddled a total of 23,000 kilometres to retrace a journey completed by the German kayaker Oscar Speck in 1932. Sandy arrived on Australian soil yesterday when she paddled from PNG to Saibai Island in the Torres Strait. A very good morning. I understand the line is not particularly good given where you are, but we must congratulate you on this incredible feat.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm on Saibai Island up in the Torres Strait here. It's the northernmost island of the Torres Strait. It's only about 4 kilometres by as the crow flies from PNG.
It must feel quite incredible to be back in Australia after this epic journey.
Yeah, it's great to be home, and my dad was there to greet me on the shore at Saibai when I arrived.
You were retracing the journey of the German kayaker Oscar Speck, who set off for Australia from the Danube River in 1932. Who was Oscar Speck, and why did he become an inspiration to you?
Well, Oscar Speck paddled for 7 years across the world from Germany to Australia from 1932 to 1939. And this is a really inspiring journey for sea kayakers such as myself, because it's the longest kayak journey ever made. And I just got excited to give it a go to try and retrace this man's journey across the world. I was trying to do it in 5 years, and as a bit of a project, I took some little breaks along the way to stop and work. But yeah, I've finally made it after 5.5 years.
Incredible. I read that you've had to alter the route somewhat because, you know, the world has changed significantly since the 1930s. Basically, it wasn't practical or safe in some parts.
Yeah, look, I couldn't go through Syria where Oscar Speck went through, and he was in the Euphrates River there, but that's a war zone at the moment. And Iraq, there was mines in the river there left from Saddam Hussein's days. And Iran wouldn't even let me in to paddle a kayak. I could go as a tourist, but not for kayaking. And yeah, so there's been some changes like that.
And were you on the high seas during all of this, or did you stick close to the shoreline?
Look, the interesting thing about this journey is this man paddled for 7 years and paddled 50,000 kilometres, but he couldn't swim. So the route that he took didn't diverge very much from the coastlines of the world. He did make some big crossings of around 200 kilometres in some places, but mostly he was next to the shore. When he got scared, he would tie himself to his kayak with a rope. So I was at a bit of an advantage that at least I could swim. I just really take my hat off to him because what he did was really amazing for a non-swimmer.
Yeah, I would have thought that'd be one of the sort of initial health and safety guidelines issued by the Germans back in the early 1930s. Now, you had contact with quite a few sort of misadventures on your way, among them pirates, crocodiles, and malaria.
I did get malaria recently, so I don't wish that disease on anyone. Actually, I was so lucky I contracted the same strain of malaria as Oscar Speck suffered right throughout his journey through Asia.
This is like method acting, method kayaking.
I encountered some crocodiles recently, on my dad's birthday, actually, in the Fly River estuary, as I was taking a route between two islands, which I probably shouldn't have taken. And, that river was loaded up with a lot of crocodiles. But I had a support dinghy with me at that time, and the crocodiles seemed to be quite scared of the engine noise. So I was literally paddling right next to the dinghy saying, "You guys, stay close to me." And, we saw four crocs that day. I'm quite scared of crocodiles because I got attacked by one in 2007 when I was paddling in Australia up on Cape York. So, it was a bit nerve-wracking. But, it was actually lovely. I saw one young crocodile who got scared, just like running down this muddy bank and then sliding quickly into the water and then disappeared. And the skin of the crocodile was just so amazing. So whilst I was scared, I was also thinking, wow, it's really lovely to actually experience to see this, but I'm not so happy about it getting in the water with me to get away.
Sandy, we'll have to leave it there. Appreciate your time and congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Sandy Robson has just completed a 5-year kayaking journey from Germany to Australia.